This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Pass the peach and untangle the wigs. It's Real Housewives of Atlanta Reunion Special Part 1. Let's go!
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Sunday. It's my favorite day of the week. Yes. Woo. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon, and I'm here with my girls.
Yes, I'm here as well, and I'm doing the shoulder bounce like everybody. It's your girl, Miss Conversation Piece.
What's up, party people? It's Erica Edwards.
Not everybody, boo, just Shamari. Just Shamari. We have so much to talk about. Please stay tuned until the very end. We have a very lengthy news and gossip section because it's going to be so good. We have stuff from other franchises that we're pulling. It's going to be really juicy just because it's that good tonight. And make sure to tune into the premiere of my second episode of It's Bravo, Bitch. It's incredible. Find it on the AfterBuzz reality channel. Make sure to subscribe. Give us 5 stars on iTunes if you're listening. Hi to everybody in the live chat. We're going to get to you guys in a second. We have a lot to talk about. Pass the peach and untangle the wigs. It's the reunion special part one. What do we think? How was it overall before we get into this 5 a.m. call time on set? Oh, my God. That's brutal.
It is brutal.
We know about that call time. Ooh.
Well, overall, I think it was very dry. Nene, yeah, she was very dry with everyone. She didn't want to talk to anyone. She was on the phone with Marlo. And I feel like the girls, they already felt a way because they saw the Instagram. They saw the tweets. And they were feeling a certain kind of way. So we just got that little dry interaction.
Okay, so one, I mean, I love Bravo producers usually. But yeah, like episode one, I'm like, I feel like it's filler. Like, I'm like, can we get to it? And certainly if you're going to stretch it out for 3, move it along, cut some of the stuff. Like, I did have an issue with it.
I don't know, really?
I mean, it just was boring for a long time. I was like, get it grooving. And then, because a couple times I was just like, is this the beginning? Like
maybe in the middle. Don't you think it popped right away?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was okay when they were like on the phone, but it just, I don't know. To me, it was a little dry. But I want to say that I do agree with Conversation Piece on is because I kind of am feeling some kind of ways about, because people are so hyped on Instagram that it's affecting how they're not reacting in the moment.
Yeah.
Like Nene came in hard from the moment she sat down, and it was because of all this other stuff on Instagram, and it wasn't kind of as the show was flowing. It wasn't because she was reacting to something somebody said. It was because she's reacting to stuff that's been posted on Instagram. And so that kind of, I think, kind of throws a weird tinge to the episode.
We're going to dive into that. I've talked about that so many times on this panel, on other franchises as well. Erica has a fantastic point. We're missing Drew tonight. She's out doing big things, but she'll be back next week.
We'll have
a full panel for you guys. But tonight it's just us. And, you know, we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. We're setting up what's going to come. You know, I can feel the negativity right away. she was totally on brand when she said it was just, I feel like everybody knew what they were getting themselves into. It was bad. It was bad. I could feel it in the air. We're not going to dive in right away. We're going to skim right. We're going to slowly ease in, unlike some of the cast members on the reunion that just came in hard. Just came in hard. Just gave it to us. Like, girl, give me a glass of wine and take me to dinner first before you bend me over. Ooh, that was a good slap. And the perfect timing. Thank you.
Do you guys feel like because Nene's taking so much at home, she's projecting it out to them? That's what I feel like. She's
well, that's why
so
I was
mean.
A stan the whole season. That's why I was defending her, but it's really hard now.
Well, I mean, I think also, on one hand, yeah, she's going through whatever she's going through with Greg. But, however, at the time that this reunion is airing, the whole world has been bashing her, really. Mm-hmm. Like, she's been getting it from
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Everybody. So now I feel like she is, it's understandable kind of that she's on the defensive because she's getting dragged on Instagram all the time.
And she's getting it from her close friends.
Right. And so some of that I get, but it just plays even worse, I think, on the episode.
But I do think she came in, when she came on set, she did say hi to everyone and no one spoke back to her. So she tried.
The way she said hi was like a princess entering the room saying hi.
And anybody she's talked
with that?
And she came in like literally seconds before they rolled, like, as a professional, right. Let's talk about professionality. Is that a word? My vocabulary has been on point lately. No, but honestly, let's talk about the professionalism right off the bat. 5 a.m. call time. We see every single wife arrive. 20 minutes later, we see Nene arrive.
Yes.
I'm not saying, like, 5 a.m. is the call time. That's the time you should be there. It's the time that they posted on there. Obviously, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, maybe it was edited a certain way. We've talked about editing, or someone keeps bringing it up. Like, they've never done freaking over, like, they've never added to the confessional. Like, they've never done, like, it is so common to add things to the studio. So, the opinions are really strong tonight. Make sure to just tune in till the end. We see you in the live chat. Hi, Holly. Hi, Scott. Hi,
hello.
Shanice. Hi,
guys.
Film Raider. Cameron, we love you guys. Scott.
Okay, you guys, since we're talking about being professional, I just want to say that we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to go, we could use your help. So if you're watching us right now, like, subscribe, and we'll definitely shout you out. Give us a rating on iTunes. Leave a comment now in the live chat so we can discuss this with you. But leave a comment also afterwards because the live chat comments don't stay. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to me because it's just great to work with such wonderful people here.
This is the first time Erica's done the live read.
Shady.
I do live reads all the time.
Can't. It
says, brief personal reason here. That's why I love you guys. Sure I do.
Do you?
I do. So thank you all for supporting us and doing what we love and making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
Thanks, guys.
That was incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erica. That was amazing. Oh, my God. Okay, so like true professionals, Mostly everybody showed it up at 5 a.m. I'm talking about this, okay? It's important to me. There's a reason why they showed it on Bravo. You have to remember, they show everything on purpose. But I don't want to get caught up. Let's move on. Andy is making his rounds right away like a little shady queen, like the hen of the house. He's getting everybody gassed up and ready. He wants to know the tone of the reunion. He sees that Nene is hot and ready to go. And I feel like he was giving judgment right away. He was looking at her like, you are just ready to go. And like, honestly, I would have been annoyed right off the bat because she came for Andy. We got a lot of things to get into. But Candy says, I saw the last episode and I did not tell her that Kenya was coming. Mm. Right off the bat, before we even get to the reunion, she's telling Andy this. I don't know what to believe. Andy didn't really seem convinced. Andy's doing the setup. He wants to, like I said, he wants to get the tone. But the one thing that stood out was Nene on the phone with her little pet Marlo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get that. You know, here we go. Here we go. Everyone's getting started. Nene comes in at the very last second. Right away, koi fish are trying to jump out of the pond. They're like, it's too negative. I've been here. Get me out of here. I don't want to be here.
Right.
Even the poor little Porsche's baby up in her stomach, that audio noise of, like, the freaking water and the noise, like, it's too much. They came in hot right away. Let's get into it. Nene starts off with such a strong statement. I am the glue for this cast. Immediately, everybody rolls their eyes. I love Candy's hair. What do we think?
Wow, it's a lot right there. But Nene came in paranoid, for sure. And she wasn't talking to any of the girls, so she had to get on the line with Marlo. And I'm definitely not convinced about Candy, because I could have sworn we heard audio. Like, did we not hear that?
Okay, so I think, one, here's the part that's so challenging. You can be paranoid, but then people are chasing you. So then it's confusing, because all these people have been coming for her. So I'm not sure, like, she is overreacting, I suppose, but they are coming for her. So she, I don't know. That's the thing, because she's a little crazy. Now, the one thing I thought she was extra with in her conversation with Marlo, I'm like, this is not freaking Survivor.
I know.
Stop it with the alliance. Off the island.
Marlo
stop.
Wasn't even listening. You know she was like shopping or something.
I know, she's like, alliance? What is this? Who are we voting each other off the island? Like, what is the deal? So the alliance thing was like, stop being so dramatic. But that being said, Candy clearly said on the mic, and so she should have explained this to Andy, when I was just letting Cynthia know friendly like that I was mic'd as opposed to giving her a hint, because that's how it looked. She said, oh, I'm mic'd. Like, don't say nothing.
Well, did she actually say that? I don't remember that.
She said that in the audio, point blank.
No, she said in the audio, but did she say that to Andy?
No, I'm saying she should have, because why it looks shady.
I know, but they're not going to bring up stuff like production, stuff like that.
Well, no.
So that was like her way of kind of saying
that.
Right,
but no. I'm saying she, to me, that's a particular point, that point blank makes her look like she's lying. So she needs to find a way to explain it, is all I'm saying. And she did not. She's like, oh, I didn't know. Well, why did you say that then?
Yeah, I think Real Housewives is kind of becoming like Survivor, because we got Kenya thrown off. We got Phaedra thrown off.
Kenya came back with a vengeance.
Well, she's coming back.
And by the way, Film Raider loves her hair in the live chat.
I love you too.
Yes. Well, you know what? I want to talk about this. Nene, Nene, we're going to get to, like, we're going to have a whole hour of talking about Nene. Not a whole hour, but we're going to talk 29 minutes to talk about Nene. Right. A lot of things about Nene. You know, there might be some bashing at one point. There might be some history brought up, and there might be some love, because at the end of the day, I want to have compassion, and I know she's going through something, and I know she's going to look back and go, ugh, I did it again. Like, I think we created a monster, honestly, guys. Like, we love the fact that Nene gave it to everyone and didn't really take accountability right away. And she kind of got famous for that. And now we're at this turning point where it got so ugly and so nasty, and the vibe was so negative. But, like, this is what the unrealistic expectation of her coming in and owning it and apologize, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like she's damned if she argues and she's damned if she doesn't. But at the same time, the what she's projecting is really, really nasty.
Yes.
People and culture, audiences these days, because of reality shows, kind of like the Kardashians, I'm sorry to bring them up, but people love a problem and then a resolution. The fact that all the cast members are lowering the walls and she's not giving them anything is what's getting people pissed off at her specifically. But you know whose journey has been beautiful is Portia's.
Oh, yes.
It was so nice to watch this recap of her life. What do we think about Portia?
I'm going to start manifesting, you know? I think it was amazing that on the last reunion, she said, I'm going to get married. It happened. She's happy. Even, you know, throughout the, like, Candy situation that was, like, you know, telling about her man is doing with this lady, got all these tattoos. She still stuck it out with her man. She got her love story, had a happy ending, her 13-carat mm-hmm. ring, and I'm mad at her.
I'm totally amazed, and fundamentally, I'm just happy, as I am every year, that she realizes that the Underground Railroad isn't actually a railroad, that's underground, and it's just amazing that that's where she started. Like, this is the same girl. Like, didn't know
growth,
nothing.
Growth, right?
So I'm like, wow. So I'm very impressed with her. I mean, and honestly, who can't love her weave game? So I don't know. I mean, I think she's come a long way, and it's interesting because... Or just, I don't even know, I want to say interesting, if not amazing, that, like, outside of NeNe, she's the strongest cast member, without a doubt. Like, she's the queen bee right now, I think. You know, because nobody else really could carry it. Like, Candy is interesting, and she's doing her little stuff, but Portia is really what's going to draw people to the
show. That's
why
she was on that couch on the other side in the front position.
Exactly, and you guys, places that every time.
The reunion seating is so vital.
And if you know you, if you're too close to the edge, you're about to be cut from the show. You're too close. You bored it to the side.
You just
you're
boring.
About to be out. Yes.
Or you can't own
That's
when you're being shady.
Was, yeah.
Or you can't own it. Own it. Like from Beverly Hills.
Okay,
own
since
it,
you
own
brought
it.
Up Shamari, like, what was up with the mermaid dress? I did not feel that dress.
Okay, let's talk about the fashion.
Oh,
unfortunately,
good God.
We don't have photos for you, yes. But we all saw the reunion. Everybody looked literally like a big green bush. There was a lot of green, a lot of forest green, a lot of sparkle ruffles. Everyone wanted to look bigger than
Again,
they was.
Again, her dress came from the 90s, I feel.
Like, my favorite look was Portia. I think she acted beautifully. I think she looked regal. Yeah, I think she was poised. I think she was chill. I think Portia for the win, Shamari for the laughs, NeNe for the reprimanding. Girl, you've been bad. Come over here. I need to spank you. You've been bad, girl. I know you're going through something, but boo, like, everyone's been giving it to you and letting you know, like, look, it came in the preview. The fact that you're saying, like, F you all, that's hurtful. Like, I've really had some moments with you, and I'm telling you, like, the fact that you're sitting there going...
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I ain't buying you a gift.
That was so wrong.
I didn't want to come to your baby show. I was in Canada. Like, you're throwing out hard facts. Yeah, they're facts, but you're being super cold. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And NeNe loves this. And, you know, that's what NeNe does. And we love when NeNe does this. But now, I don't know if she's taking it too far or what. Or maybe the audience has just shifted. But from what I'm seeing, it's not really... what we're liking. So let us know in the chat. I know you guys are really active. There's a lot of you guys in there. We see you guys. Thank you so much for watching.
Thank you guys.
Please let us know. Are you guys on Team NeNe or Team Portia? Now, the Team NeNe people, like, it's a stand. It's a history. I get it. She's damned if she do. She's damned if she doesn't. I get it. I'm on that side, too.
I'm Team NeNe.
I know. I get it. But then there's the other side of Portia. She's had a beautiful redemption story. It's going nice. And she's, like, being so honest with NeNe. And NeNe's just being so nasty to her. So nasty and so rude. Let's go down the panel. Whose team are you on? And why? And then we're going to get into a little bit more of the NeNe and Portia dynamic.
I definitely see a shift. I don't want to choose. Like, I like them both, but I see almost like a Cardi B, Nicki Minaj situation where she's the queen
bee. That's so good.
And then Cardi is coming to take her spot. I see that.
Oh my God.
They're trying to push NeNe out.
Nicki,
that's what I see.
Nicki is so NeNe.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi!
Okay. I still can't do it.
That's because you ain't Latina, girl.
Oh, I gotta learn how to roll my R's.
You gotta roll those R's.
I got the lazy tongue.
Yes, I cannot. I'm definitely Team NeNe. You know, you're right. I mean, there's history there. I think, and also, Team NeNe has had some crazy struggles. So I think that for sure. So, I mean, I'm on her side. She's not handling it the best way she could, but I'm definitely Team Nene.
Well, I see you guys already opinionated in the chat. I love it. Keep it coming. I'm going to be counting casually. I see it. A lot of Team Porsches. There's some Team Nene's in there. And there's someone that said, Miss Brown Sugar said, Team everybody but Nene. So I get it. Funny. I get it. You know, it comes and goes. But we have to, like, you know, we got to just take it with a grain of salt, y'all. Come on. You know, we love these women. We've had good times with all of them, haven't we? Yes. They've all given us a nice ride. Let's move on. You know, the support stuff comes up. And this is when it starts to tread kind of weird. You know, it's not exactly tit for tat. It's straight up making up stuff. Like, Nene was just being ridiculous when it came to the comparison of events or the support of what you want to call it. It seems like everyone is just trying to ease into this reunion, and Nene's just ready to be nasty. It's not even Ethel Mertz. And I hope you guys know what that means. It's not even Ethel. It's like a straight-up alligator almost. Tom Girardi once described Lisa Vanderpump on Beverly Hills as an alligator, somebody that's just waiting on the sideline to just snatch you up. And I feel like that's what Nene's doing in the reunion. She's in the corner, and she's ready to bite. And I'm like, girl, relax. What do we think about this? It all concludes to too bad. That's what it concludes to.
I think she was relaxed. I feel like she didn't speak until she was spoken to, and she was very dry. Mm. But and it was nasty. However, she came ready to defend the things that she had been seeing and feeling that these people aren't her friends. She said it when she walked in the door. These people are not my friends. She said it to Cynthia.
She said that before, though.
Okay.
She's gone through this cycle before.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle.
It was deep at first.
Yeah.
But then I'm like,
but I think for me, and very much, you know, actually very much like Lisa Vanderpump as well, I think what's frightening about it is that both of them are strong women, and very much like Survivor, you got to have friends. You got to have somebody that's going to film with you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you are going to get cut from the show. So to the problem that's really striking is that this is the first time I've seen it where she's alienated everyone. Because at least she always had Cynthia running up behind her. Mm-hmm. You know, Cynthia was always brown nosing at some point. So she always had one little friend. Now everyone is against her. And so that is a crazy position to be in.
Cynthia's not going to. If Nene wants to make up, she's going to make up with
right, with Cynthia. But, I mean, yeah, no, I'm not saying that Cynthia's strong enough to not to get it together, not by any means. But she's so convinced that she's such a queen bee that we can't have this show without her. And we have had it without her. She has. Yeah. We've had episodes.
Exactly.
So it's like, don't act like you before. All of that. So you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be cut. So that's the part where it's like her head is getting so big, and I feel like she's over-projecting her position. Because she came in like, I'm the queen, I'm this, I'm that, from jump. And it's like, we can't cut you because nobody's really feeling you right now.
Yeah, and I've seen some of the comments that you guys have made in the live chat about watching the YouTube video. I'm not watching Nene's YouTube channel. Like, I'm not. Like, it sounds crazy, but I'm just like, I'm not. I'm not even going to watch Candy's.
Okay, let me ask you this.
It's too much.
Like, people in the chat, is it better than Candy's? Because Candy's is a snooze. I watched it, and I fell asleep several times. So if you are recommending it because you watched it and you think it's entertaining, that would be different.
Everyone's saying it's Team Porsche. Like, it's looking like Team Porsche.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not trying to make excuses for Nene. We just want to bring up both sides because there is people out there, whether they're voicing it or not, that are Team Nene.
And here's the thing. I love Porsche, but we have to remember in the very beginning of the season, I forgot what their discussion was, but remember when Porsche told them that Nene said something to her and they had kind of agreed not to say anything. And that's really when the split began this season. It was about, I don't even remember what the dumb argument was, but Porsche was like, yeah, Nene told me, and it was something to do with Candy. Yeah. And ever since then, to me, that also along with the whole belt and the whole situation, it's kind of like an underhanded way to throw Nene under the bus.
Well,
and it's like, you know, I'm not a fan of that really.
Well, we're going to move on because we still have a little bit of Nene to go. But for now, she brought up something that was very interesting. Eva's recap, the Shade Queen. It's about having a conversation. And then later on, it's just not like it's just something that didn't matter. Something that was just said, like, I don't have a shady bone in my body. roll the tape, Bravo. It's just like, no, you're the shade queen, says the sunflower. Portia even thanked the Bravo editors, which is something that we've all been always talking about for the flashbacks. The receipts were the reunion's tone. That's what was the main thing for the reunion. Other than NeNe, it was all about receipts. Like, anybody that brought up something that wasn't true, we were going to bring it up and let you know, actually, you did say that. And actually, that's not what you meant. And yeah, you were on Watch What Happens Live, and you did say, you know, it's just a lot. But Shamari in the tree comment about the fashion had me dying with Eva. Because Eva had a chance to really come for Shamari all season, and she did. And it really didn't come out to Shamari until the show was playing. So she had the perfect opportunity at the reunion to strike, and she did. She told Eva she looked like a tree. Good for her.
Yeah. I think Shamari was ready. She had the comebacks ready for and everyone. Yeah.
I think Shamari is clearly someone who, like, I'm not going to say she actually has a writer or whatever, but, like, when she's in the moment, she's lame or drunk. Mm-hmm. But then when she's in her confessional, anytime where she has prep, somebody's back there prepping her.
Really? Her stylist, yeah, giving her the tea.
Right, because she'll be in the confessional, she has all these little funny things to say, but then, like, at the moment, she's like, meh, or she's drunk.
Well, maybe she's just her best self when she's sober.
Maybe so, Shamari.
I don't know.
How do we know she's sober? Just because it's 10 a.m.?
All I want to say is, like, earlier I said it, I'm voting Team Portia, and I'm voting Shamari for the laughs, because she made me laugh, especially with the freaking tree comment. It was great. You know, Eva's defensiveness just gave it off right off the bat. She's not going to own it. She's not going to be someone that's going to be like, I said what I said. Mm-hmm. And when it came up to NeNe, she really opened up the door for everyone on the panel to just really say, dude, you're coming in hot. I don't know if I would exactly describe it as raw energy. I would have just flat out told her, you're giving some dark ass energy. The fish are trying to jump out of the pond, girl. You need to freaking relax. You know who was relaxed? Candy's hair.
Yeah.
Candy's hair. That shit was popping. I loved it. Yeah. And, you know, Todd wasn't on board with the surrogate stuff, but then he was on board. And it made for a good storyline. Bronx or not, one more is coming. People have opinions about this, including their own family members. Andy and Candy were on the phone talking about something that made her tear up that we never actually got a clear answer on. What was that about? And what do we think about Candy's storyline quickly? Because we have a lot of news and gossip to get to. And NeNe stuff before we go there.
I think they were connecting on the fact of the whole embryo transfer. And she made a comment about she has a baby mama. And Andy said, don't say that because you're taken away from you. You're still the mother. You're still going to have a bond with this baby, even though you're not carrying. So I think that's why. Because one of the things about having a child is that whole 9 months you're carrying a baby, you build a bond, the baby can hear you, and when it's another person doing it, it's like...
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Stopping off now!
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
You have to make up for that.
Right.
So yeah. I think that's what made her tear up.
Yeah, and, you know, I agree. I think that's what, you know, that's what caused her to be so emotional. And I think she did make a really good point, which was that surrogacy is not really that prevalent in the African-American community. And, like, for example, I know Shonda Rhimes had a surrogate. Like, there are a few famous black people that have had surrogates, but you usually don't really know. I believe Gabrielle Union might have had one. Like, so there's some people where it's kind of... Like, it's very rare.
It's even though it's so modern, like, the idea of it, like, if it was going to come into my family, it would still be foreign.
Well, yeah, but it's definitely a bit more foreign, I would say, in people of color. Because I definitely know people who are more, like, who aren't even really famous, who are not of color. And this is kind of just more open in just how they deal with things. So I think that was an interesting kind of topic that she brought up. And it was a nice moment that she could band with Andy with, because she didn't really know anybody in her community.
Are you open to it?
Yeah.
I am too. I don't want to have a baby if I don't have to. I'll pay somebody.
I mean, you said
I don't want to go to the hospital.
Convo, that is totally not the right attitude.
I don't want to go to the hospital.
I mean, if the Kardashians don't have to do it, why should I have to do it?
I know, there's some people that physically can't have children, and that's the reason that they're going to surrogacy.
Candy's had two.
Candy's, I mean, Combo's like, I don't want to ruin my body.
No, I'm well, really terrified. I'm really scared.
And I'm the reverse. I'm like, shoot, I have enough fat already to lose. So I'm not trying to add more fat to have to lose later. Like,
just
I'm not
to talk about
that.
Fashion really quickly, everyone is saying Eva looked gorgeous. And yeah, she did
she
look gorgeous.
She had a cute haircut. I liked her without
the
weave.
Yeah,
I like
with the little bob. It's cute. Yeah, bob I just wish she would own it more. Like, just freaking own it. Like, it'd be better when you threw some shade and it landed perfectly and you owned it. Just freaking own it.
That tip, the whole discussion about the black with a Q.
Oh, this
guy. I did not like the fact that, I mean, I understand how she meant it or whatever, but talking about owning it or whatever, like, I don't know, because I took it that way. And so don't act like Candy was crazy to take it that way. Mm-hmm. And
Candy should have said, I think a lot of other people in the audience probably agreed with me. Like, I wasn't the only one.
Right. And that's the part where I was like, okay, Eva, just apologize. We understand why
she
you're apologizing.
She should have apologized. It was an Candy summarized it perfectly, don't you think? Like, it was just an inappropriate comment.
Right. Yes. And Candy said at the moment, that's effed, which is what I would like, what are you saying? And I'm not going to curse you out, but that's crazy. And so it was interesting the way she tried to play it, like, Candy was crazy for assuming that. No, millions of us did, sweetie. So,
she was trying to bring up Candy's defensiveness, her insecurity. Right. I'm like, girl, why don't you just apologize? It's sometimes like a bad joke.
Right.
We know that you're not racist or hate certain people or you don't have a color issue. But the thing is, like, everybody holds on to everything you're saying. Like, you need to just sometimes admit it was inappropriate. I run my mouth all the time. You think I don't get to be in trouble? I see y'all. Okay, let's get into our news and gossip because it is juicy. All right, let's bring up our first photo. You know, we talked about Lisa Vanderpump a little bit. We talked about New Jersey a little bit. New Jersey, Marty, he is getting back at Daniel Staub. Margaret is getting back at Daniel Staub by going on a double date. I love this. If you guys are watching New Jersey, this is super hot right now. It's just a little franchise mixture. Marty has moved on. He's finalized his divorce, and he's with another woman. And they went on a double date with Margaret and her husband. It's so good.
That sounds like a fight waiting to happen.
It's great. It's great. Let's move on to the next one. Sheena called Lindsay Lohan her show on MTV boring and said, it's never going to be Vanderpump Rules, girl. You're never going to be Bravo. And it's true. It's kind of boring. Mm. And it's kind of comparing apples and oranges, but at the same time, you know, it's the truth. Let's move on to New Jersey news. Dolores Cantania, she said basically after New York's episode aired last week, Ramona walked by Dale completely ignoring her. And apparently she has a habit of doing this. So Dolores spoke out in the news saying Ramona's a horrible person. She pretends to never know anybody. I've been to a million of events with her and she pretended to not know who I was. It's so rude. She's a horrible person. And then next, Miley Cyrus tweeted her ass and said, kiss my ass if you are not a Lisa Vanderpump stan. Because that's what Lisa Vanderpump's tag is, saying,
stab me in the back, but you can kiss me at my ass while you're back there.
Erica, there we go. Yes. Yeah, oh my God. Hey, that's exactly.
Bravo, bitch.
It's Bravo, bitch. And then Erica has some news and gossip as well.
Okay, my boo, my prison boo, my love after lockup.
Oh my God. You know, is that him? He looks gorgeous.
And you know, he probably has an even better body from being in prison. Okay, so you guys, you know, I'm the Phaedra stan, if not the Nene stan. So Apollo has gotten 12 months, a year knocked off of his sentence. So he was sentenced in 2014 for 8 years. So from 96 months down to 84 months, resulting in a possible release date of August 2020. So if he comes out with his new fiance, I say we have a spinoff on the way.
Oh, no.
Him on the show that much?
He was crazy
Apollo
and fine.
Was fine.
I'm winning. He's fine and crazy. I can't.
He's just fine.
Yes.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be rude about
it. Jailbirds can be the most fun. So, you know, whatever. Mm-mm.
I got it from the movie Baby Boy. Remember when she's like telling Snoop Dogg to go back to the living room? She's like, do what you do best, jailbird.
Yes, yes.
You know, Apollo is fine, but his attitude stinks though, and he is a cheater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both have moved on. So, I mean, I'm sorry, it would be drama.
But he's had that girlfriend for a while, and she's staying ride or die for him.
Exactly.
But what's he doing in prison?
She's trying to get a show.
What's he doing in prison?
Do they get conjugal?
No, they don't. So what's he doing in prison? I'm just kidding.
Wait, you do what you got to do, Apollo. We got you, boo.
Can you just let us know about it? All right, let's get into our tweet section led by Ms. Conversation Piece.
Oh, I feel like
Oprah
tonight.
Yes. I'm just yelling.
The juicy tweets from all the people who are real housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, Andy ain't giving Apollo no freaking spinoff. Scott Holston.
No, but what about Phaedra? Come on, you guys.
So this tweet right here, Nene is really killing the vibe. Like, bitch, you should have stayed your bitter ass at home and cleaned your dirty ass closet. That's from Captain of the Cool Kids.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow.
Ooh,
that was quite a read, Captain, but I kind of agree.
They bring out the closet and everything.
Filth. Yes. And Leisha Baby, Nene Leakes posted her personal business on social media because she has no friends to talk to since she burned them all.
Yeah.
Exhibit A, Cynthia Bailey.
Let's talk about the tweets real quick. The tweets were on fire. Yes. She was ridiculous posting all of her business, and then when people talked about it, she got mad. But she was asking the public for their opinion. What do we think about Nene and the freaking tweets and the mystery tweet about who do we think the mystery tweet is about? Do you think it's about Cynthia?
No, because she said not that pretty.
Well, she's just not owning it. She's not
being
owned.
She's talking about Shyvana, the one from the store.
Oh, I don't know. Let us know in the chat, because Nene's been extremely, not just like not owning it, but I don't even think she's being honest at this point. I think she's just like trying to get off the couch at
this
point.
She might be talking about multiple people, but
she's ready to get this
reunion
over.
Gemini girls. Talking about Cynthia, I think.
Me too.
But of course, I mean, she's pretty. Gemini girls. Real Housewives of Atlanta in a nutshell. Portia is winning. Marlo is envious of Eva and kissing Nene's ass. Eva unbothered / Kenya unbothered times 10.
Yes, Kenya.
Candy is, I don't know what that emoji
that's
is supposed
tree
to be.
Is just money. Just,
oh,
just
she's just making
looking
money,
for
honey.
Money. Yeah,
green,
looking
green,
for
green.
Money.
Shamari, drunk. Just fun. Cynthia, level up every episode. Greg, loved by all.
Oh, my
Nene,
God. These are quite the emojis.
And
bitter
as usual.
This is like a freaking Da Vinci code.
Is Shamari having right? Is Shamari having an orgy? Is that what that
we gotta figure out
it looked like
Da Vinci
a
code,
martini
Jesus.
Glass.
But it was all those people together. What were they doing?
Okay. We have one more tweet.
Hazel J, Nene Leakes, I agree. Don't effing tell me what to put on my social media. It's my page, my thoughts, my words. Don't tell me how to think or what to say. And what I got from Nene is she wanted people's opinions. I don't think she cares about people's opinions. And she just said that.
She don't
care.
What she didn't want was Andy Cohen calling her out on it. So she said to him, just in case you're thinking about monitoring my social media, I will post what I post. Even if it's in pink and white, even if it's passive aggressive, even if I can't really say what I'm feeling, even though I'm just like the queen bee in the glue, come on, like stop being unbothered and just give it to us. I like someone that just shoots it straight. And Nene used to shoot it straight, but now she just makes up excuses and says, too bad. Too bad. But I think next week the tables kind of turn. Maybe Portia's words will get through. That big old belly is giving her some wisdom. Maybe it'll get through. Portia says something like, you know what? Like, it's really hurtful. I've been there for you. Like, the fact that you're saying F us all is making me just really question everything. Like, I'm really bothered by it. Like,
I am,
like, unhappy. Like, you really, I feel like everything we've had is fake, you know? And Nene has absolutely no response to it. Like, I saw a little...
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Preview on Twitter that is not shown on Bravo TV that unfortunately I cannot show you guys, but I can tell you that Portia talked for about 3 minutes and it was so heartfelt and it was really genuine, and Nene had no response, to the point that Andy Cohen was like, really? You have no response? And she was like, no. So it's like, yeah, I get it. Nene stans are going to come for her, but like, what? Like,
okay,
what is it?
As a Nene stan, I will say this, okay? I love Portia, but Portia has her little fakeness too, because Portia, yeah. Remember Schick and Schick or whatever? Portia deaded Phaedra, and Phaedra was like the best friend she had on the show. Mm-hmm. So for her, so this whole fakeness with Nene kind of already got to know that Portia could cut her and not look back.
Exactly. So maybe she is doing some underhanded things that Nene should be paranoid about.
No, like, Portia's had her freaking time to be bad, y'all. We've seen seasons of her of literally, like, all types of
beating people
physical
up.
Abuse. Yes. You know what I mean? Not physical abuse. Maybe just physicality in general.
But I
like,
think that... I guess my point really...
So she's been painted a certain way is what I'm saying.
Right, but my point, too, is that Portia plays the game. So Nene might be like, girl, I know this fakeness isn't really real. Like, are you really this, I'm so hurt.
Yeah.
Or is this what you're doing?
No,
you're
I really
queen.
Do
I
think...
I mean, I don't know.
I think she is playing the card of, like, I am just big, beautiful, and pregnant, and, like, she is.
And this really
and
hurts
it's working.
Me,
no,
Nene,
it's working for her.
So much. Yeah.
But I do... And it's working for her. Like, the storyline is perfect for her this
right.
season.
Yeah.
But I do have to add, though, Erica, to add to your statement, I really do feel like she's being genuine.
Yeah.
Like, I do feel like Nene has had... They've had, like, a sister-type relationship.
They have.
Doesn't that count for something?
No, I agree.
And that's what Portia's saying. Like, doesn't it count for anything?
It does account for something. But I also think that Portia has been a little shady behind the scenes.
I know. And that's what it takes. Like, I feel like the Nene stands, like, it's right here.
I'm Erica's
telling
you guys. They're going to destroy me. But no, but I agree with everyone. In
that's
that
what Nene's
me,
saying, though. The same thing. Nene's like, y'all are not perfect. Y'all are not perfect. I said what I said. Y'all are horrible people, too.
The problem,
you're not my friend.
No, I feel is she's coming off so hard in this episode. Like, so hard. And everybody else is kind of, like, trying to come into it slowly. And she's coming, like,
guns firing. I don't agree with you guys because she hasn't come in with guns fired. She just is, like, very cold and distant.
Portia?
No, I'm talking about
Nene.
She's not cutting everybody that says that.
She's like, I'm done.
She's not yelling. She's very condescending and very disrespectful.
Yes, she is condescending.
In every single
it's sharp.
Game. Like, even with Eva, she's like, well, you
it's
know.
It's so sharp,
it's like
she's it can
not,
cut
yeah,
someone.
Exactly. So you're right. She's not coming, like, yelling in anger, but she's coming from a place of condescension, which
it's
is,
called
like,
intensity.
Basically demeaning everyone else beneath her, which is even more offensive.
It's like a, honestly, it's a biblical force that comes with Nene. It is on a whole nother level. Like, Eva said it, like, oh, that's what that is? Like, and then and Nina's like, oh, don't even try it. I would have been like, oh, so this is your normal? Like,
yeah.
Your energy is so dark right now. If this is how the reunion's going to be, like, you go to your corner and just, like, get conjured up and just get riled up and just get ready to strike. I don't know, girl. Why don't you feel the room out? That's what comics do. That's what real comics do. They feel the room out.
True, true, true.
They feel the room out. Like, if you feel like everyone's going to come for you, then you need to get ready, girl. Because everyone's going to come for you. But I feel like everyone came in tippy-toed. And you came in really big and bad, Nene. Come on, girl. Girl.
And
you were big and bad. Don't even try it.
And she needs to talk to whoever is back there coaching Portia. Because she is not getting the audience on her side. And it's like,
Dennis.
We all need paper. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where you're going to start acting again, Nene. You know? So you need to get the audience
She got
back.
A new show in Canada, girl. She's filming, remember?
Yeah, let's see what happens with that.
Yeah, exactly.
But she needs to get us back on her side as the audience. And she's not doing it. I mean, as much as I love her, it's like, it's painful to watch her.
Yeah,
I think it's
totally
Dennis definitely coaching Portia. And I think Nene had it before in Greg. And because they're not having
That might be true. Because
the best relationship.
Because Nene did have a time where it was somebody in her ear being like, okay, you got to back down.
Yeah.
And you need to have somebody that tells you, like, this is making you look like a fool to the world.
But,
like, you know.
I don't know what's going on, but since everything is so freaking, like, involved now, like, we just have to post about everything every 5 seconds. I have to admit, Nene and Greg are putting on a show right now. Greg is cancer-free. Yes,
Yay!
Queen!
His last day
Hallelujah!
Of
like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that was nice.
So, and they're acting like it's solidified again.
No, he didn't move out the house. Mm-mm.
It's solidified, and you know what? If that's what they're going to play, I want to say yay, congratulations, God bless, mazel tov. I think it's beautiful, but you know what? I don't know. Maybe we do need to go on the YouTube channel, because maybe on the YouTube channel, you being nice.
Mm.
Because right now in the reunion, it's just dark, girl. We have a lot to talk about. We might even have some special guests tune in, y'all. You might want to tune in. Sometimes a big bang comes at the end. you know I got it going on, and my girl's got it going on. We have a lot to talk about, even though sometimes you don't agree. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do agree. Make sure to tune in next Sunday. We have a couple episodes to go. We're going to be talking about it. Let's do a quick little prediction of how we're going to think. What do we think is going to happen? Team Nene till the end or Team Portia till the end? Like, what do you think?
Okay, for me, because I am a die true heart person and I always keep it real, I'm going to be Team Nene to the end, but it's going to be her demise, and I don't even know if she's going to make it back next season to keep it 100. But, I mean, I love her. Kind of like Phaedra, she might go into the depths of the darkness.
I definitely think Nene, because Marlo's going to come in, put that battery in her back and gas her up. You know, Marlo's coming with the messiness.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I definitely think Nene, she is messing up her alliances, but she also knows how to play the game, and she's going to play with this Greg storyline about the whole, like, moving out and whatever she got to do to keep her storyline fresh. She's going to bring it on back. Okay. She's not getting kicked off anytime soon.
Okay.
Well, obviously, the opinions are strong and the drama's still going on. The social media is going. People are tweeting up a storm. Make sure to tweet me. I got a lot going on at Hollywood Leah. Make sure to check out my show. It's called It's Bravo, Bitch. We're talking about Nene. We're talking about Lisa Vanderpump. We're bringing up all sorts of trash from Bravo. All the good shows, all the bad shows. We're bringing up everything. A little preview from News and Gossip is like basically what It's Bravo, Bitch is about. Make sure to tune in every single Sunday at 7 p.m. Real Housewives of Atlanta at 9 p.m. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. We'll see you guys next week. And here are my girls signing off.
I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. You can keep up with me on Instagram at Miss Conversation Peace, as well as Love and Hip Hop Atlanta every Monday. Check me out there.
What's up, party people? My name is Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Ciao for now.
Till next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.